Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. I'm your host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and I'm so excited to be back. I took a week off and went to visit my parents, but they're doing well, and I'm back, and I'm all excited about today's show because the subject of today's show is money, cash, cold cash. We're talking about abundance and prosperity, but in particular, income and money. That's our subject for the show today. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 877-876-5227. I'll do that again. 877-876-5227. And that's a new number, so take it down if you don't have it. It's also on the website. And we're all ready to go on the subject of money. If you want to follow along, you can purchase the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. That's the one that we're doing right now. We're working on the money chapter of the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. And to get a copy, you can call 800-323-1790. Or you can go to Amazon.com if you're international. If you're in the States, call 800-323-1790. Get a copy of the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book. And here we go. Money. M-O-N-E-Y. Fun subject. It can be something that's rewarding and exciting and it can be something that, causes you stress and makes you struggle. So what we want to do is eliminate stress and struggle and rejuvenate that income, that excitement that comes from having all the money that that you need and a surplus. We all need a surplus. So I want to read you the beginning of the money chapter. How Angel First Aid helps you attract and enjoy money. Money provides the ability to achieve a more comfortable lifestyle. Supported by angels, individuals can become prosperous and experience greater abundance. And that is such a true statement. I'm going to read it again. Supported by angels, individuals can become prosperous and experience greater abundance. Financial security allows for monetary independence and provides peace of mind. When people are on a path to creating wealth, collaborating with angels increases the potential to be successful and fulfilled. And that's a great part of it. Collaborate with your angels. Invite your angels into your life. Let them be a part of your money-making process. And that's going to be an exciting thing for you because angels help. They help. And people say to me, oh, I can't ask my angels for money. And I'm saying to you, why not? Angels are here. Your three guardian angels are here to help you with your life's purpose. And if your life's purpose is to be prosperous and abundant and to have extra so that you can help others, then that's exactly what this is all about. This is all about having. having what you need to feel that your angels are supporting you and benefit from their love and all the monetary rewards that come from their presence in your life. Let's take a minute now and talk about my fast cash remedy. We've talked about it before, but let's talk about it again. It's called Dollar Sign. And to increase the amount of fast cash available, perform the following. Using your index finger, draw a small dollar sign directly in front of you. So your hand is out in front of you, arm is out in front of you, index finger pointed away from you, and you start drawing dollar signs. And you draw them smaller, and then you draw them larger and larger until your whole body is part of the motion. And I know one young man who is a radio talk show producer, and he wanted a motorcycle. He had a bike that he had in mind that he wanted to get. And he started making dollar signs and did it with both hands at the same time. And lo and behold, it was not but a few weeks later, he was excited and telling me that he bought the bike, the motorcycle that he wanted, and still has it. So start drawing your dollar signs. That's the number one fast cash money remedy in the money chapter of the Angel First Aid book. All right, now here is your second one. And I love this show because I love talking about money. One of the exciting things in my life and in my career is helping people improve their financial situation. So here we go. This is called play money. And what you do is if you can get the game of life has $100,000 bills, and if you can get some $100,000 bills, or you can get some play money, sometimes they have $1 million bills, although your subconscious mind is not going to believe that $1 million bill. But if you can get $100,000 bills, or even if you use Monopoly money, if you can find some play money, keep it with you. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it in your purse, depending on what you know, what you have and what you carry. But keep money with you so that when you open your wallet, you see the play money and you see large denominations. You don't want to have $1 bills. You want to have $500 bills or $100,000 bills. You want to have really big bills in your purse because the angels tell me that your subconscious mind does not know the difference between something that is visualized and something that is real. So if it believes that you have what you're visualizing, what you see in your wallet, it's going to bring it to you. And then if we have time later on in the program, I'm going to tell you a story about this game of life and the $100,000 bills. Okay, so that remedy is called play money. When you become accustomed to having money in large denominations, greater amounts of cash will enter your life. Being comfortable with handling money tells the celestial beings, tells the angels, to increase your financial blessings. And speaking of financial blessings, if you can ask your angels to increase your wealth tolerance. So here's another thing. This is not in the book, but this is something that I want to tell you. I ask the angels to increase my wealth tolerance. Got that? I ask the angels to increase my wealth tolerance. And then just feel how much more wealth, how much more income comes into your life. All right. Now, and this is an exciting part of every show, we are going to talk about the angel specialists that have to do with cash and money. And we have Archangel Gabriel, who is the messenger, and certainly he brings the messages that come with the extra rewards of this significant cash that you're looking for. And Alan, A-L-A-N, is the angel of investments, and he helps you to invest your money wisely and choose the correct investments. and also to help you have enough money so that you have the money for investment. So talk to Alan. He's very good at this. And then we have Evelyn, and Evelyn is the angel of manifesting. And certainly, if you're going to have money, you get it through manifesting, right? Okay. So we have Evelyn, angel of manifesting. And then the next one is Jeremiah, and he is the best angel for financial security. He is your top angel. Call him Jerry, call him Jeremiah, call him Jeremy, whatever you want, call him. Ask him. Let him help you bring you financial security. Our next angel, and then we're going to go on to something else, and we'll leave the rest for later. Our next angel is Katrina, and Katrina is the angel of prosperity. Yes, prosperity. And remember, the definition of prosperity for the angels and in the angel books is health, happiness, and financial well-being. So prosperity to the angels is a combination. It's not just having extra cash. It's having a wonderful lifestyle, the health and the happiness that goes with it. So Katrina is the angel of prosperity. Okay. Now, we're going to do an exercise from the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book called Plenty, the Plenty Exercise. And this is fun. This is something that if you have children, you can play with them. You can make up songs. You can make up rhymes, even for your inner child. Work with the word plenty. Plenty, 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 plenty. Plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of love. Plenty, plenty, plenty. Plenty of happiness, plenty of income, plenty, plenty, plenty. And what you may want to do is write the word plenty 19 times. And don't ask me why it's 19 times, but that's what they tell me. Maybe 1 and 9 is 10, and the 1 means beginnings, new beginnings. But write the word plenty 19 times and use a plain white sheet of paper. So plenty, plenty, plenty. Plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of joy. Make a little song up and keep running it around in your head. You can say it in the car. You can think it while you're at work. You can enjoy the word plenty. Okay. You want to do it together? All right. So if you're out there listening, or all of you out there listening, let's do this together. Let's make this like a affirmation or a declaration. Okay? Here you go. And when an affirmation, you always start with I have or I am, and you do it in a three times, in sequence of three. So I have plenty, plenty, plenty. I have plenty, plenty, plenty. And one more time with great enthusiasm, I have plenty, plenty, plenty. And just keep doing that and watch plenty come your way. Yes, I know this works. I have heard so many people and clients call me and tell me that plenty, plenty, plenty really works. All right. Now, since we're on the subject of affirmations, here are some other affirmations from the chapter. And again, we've talked about this several times. I am a mighty money magnet. You got that? I am a mighty money magnet. And then we're going to do it one more time. I am a mighty money magnet. And think of yourself as a mighty money magnet. Think of yourself as a strong magnet bringing in all that cash, bringing in large bills, bringing in the happiness that goes with it. You can think about vacations and joy and good meals, and whatever it is, I am a mighty money magnet. Okay. Next affirmation, I have financial security. I have financial security. And if you would like to turn that around a little bit, you can say, I am financially secure. Remember, we're going to do the I am and the I have. I am financially secure. And since we do it three times, we will do it one more time with enthusiasm. I am financially secure. Think about your net worth. What you think about expands. Where you put your thoughts, where you put your mind, that's what expands. If you put your mind on worry, worry expands. If you put your mind on lack, lack expands. If you put your mind on need, I need this, I need that, then that expands. If you, on the other hand, put your mind on financial security and your net worth, and watch your net worth grow. Watch it grow and grow and grow. Okay? I am financially secure. My net worth is growing every day in every way. There you go. My net worth is growing every day in every way. That's wonderful. So what you focus on expands. Okay, one more affirmation, then we're going to go to another remedy, then we're going to go to the angel specialist. And the next affirmation is, I have plenty of cash available to me. I have plenty of cash available. I have, here we go, plenty of cash available to me. Yes, sirree. Yes, I do. And just keep thinking about that over and over again. Okay. Now what we're going to do is kind of a fun thing. Smiles, smiley faces, and smiles make you happy. It's easier to bring in money when you're happy than when you're worried or sad or stressed. So, and here is something that I've said on the show before, on the Angel Talk show before, but that you're not going to hear anyplace else. A tense body pushes away your financial well-being. If you can relax, then the money can manifest through your body, because that's the way the money manifests. You can feel it. It can manifest through your body. In fact, breathe it in. Take a deep breath and think about the energy of financial security, the energy of wealth and prosperity. Take a deep breath on each one. Wealth, prosperity, abundance, and just breathe that in. So now you're a mighty money magnet, and you're going to hold on to that, and then you're going to breathe in your money. And you can take your time with that. We don't want you hyperventilating. Okay, we have a few more minutes before we take our first break. And what we're going to do is talk about some more angels that have to do with financial security and with money. So here we go. We have Loretta. And Loretta is the angel of new enterprise. So that's when you're starting a business or you're starting an endeavor or even if you're starting a portfolio with some stocks and some cash. Or if you're starting a new bank account, you can always ask Loretta, because after all those are new enterprises. She is the angel of the entrepreneur. Loretta is the angel of the entrepreneur. Okay. And then we have a wonderful angel, and this angel is called Lucian. And Lucian is the angel of resources. This is the angel that helps you with all the resources. Usually, you have to have people and resources and people you know and mentors. Usually, in order to have that financial security, you need to have resources. And Lucian is the angel of resources. All right. Now, we got three more in this chapter. We have Nancy, who's the angel of productivity. And when you're productive, when you're getting things done, your cash is flowing in. For one thing, you're being creative. And Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, is the angel of creativity. While you are creating and while you are being creative, you are also creating productivity. So if you ask Nancy to make you productive, you will also be getting the energy flowing, getting the movement moving, and I don't know exactly how to say it. I can see it and I can feel it. But just getting it generating is the word the angels are saying. Just generating the movement for the flow that you need. So that's Nancy. Now we have one of my favorite angels, and that's Timothy. And Timothy is the angel of good fortune. This is the angel that bestows blessings of abundance and prosperity. Abundance and prosperity. Can't beat that. So if you have good fortune in your future, you're in very good shape. And ask Timothy to create that for you. Timothy, create good fortune and put it in my future. All right. And our last angel is Trevor, the angel of stocks, the angel for the stock market. Remember when we first started the show, we had Alan, the angel of investments.
We have a caller.
And you have somebody on the phone for
you? Yes. Would you like me to put him on?
Sure.
You got it.
Hello? Oh, hi. Who's this? Is this Marty?
This is Marty from Chicago.
Oh, hi. I recognize your voice. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good,
how about you?
Good. Our subject today is money. Do you have a question or some comments on that?
Actually, I did. I have a friend who believes that that the extent of your, if you live in a cluttered environment, the extent of your decluttering will be the extent of the energy and the wealth and money flowing to you.
Ooh, that's wonderful. So basically what you're saying is if there's clutter in your life, if your drawers are cluttered, your rooms are cluttered, your mind is cluttered, that whatever you can do to reorganize and clean things out and purify is going to help with your financial situation.
Well, in truth, I've seen some evidence to that effect. Have you?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I agree with you completely.
Okay, well, I'm not as convinced as she is, but I have to admit I've seen evidence. I've done some decluttering and good things have happened, and done some more and other good things have happened. So
good. Look, Marty, that's some of the feng shui, too. You know, one of the principles of feng shui is if you want the energy to flow in the right direction, get rid of the clutter that's blocking it off.
Well, I do feel a shift in my home.
Good.
When I do this decluttering, so I can't argue that point either. So
okay.
I guess we're in pretty much agreement on this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Would you like a money angel this week?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Well, we were just talking about Timothy, who is the angel of good fortune.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And he's around you, and he's going to bless you with much, much good fortune. He tells me that you've been working really hard to make things go for you, and he is definitely there to help you.
Oh, neat.
Okay,
well, I think I'll start communicating more directly, because I heard Timothy even before you brought that up.
Oh, you did. Good for you.
Well, I've been reading your book, so it's not like I haven't heard this before. But Timothy definitely came to mind when you said an angel to help me with my wealth issues.
Good. And do you like the book? Are you benefiting from like the money chapter?
Oh yes. Oh, I like the book very much. The money chapter is good. You know, I think the thing that I like the best was that business about the judge, your clarity about the judge. I mean, I know that's nothing separate from the money issue, maybe the judge isn't the most important issue with money, but I think everything affects everything.
Okay,
and
you know
what?
That's a good suggestion. After we take our next break, I can talk a little about how the judge affects money.
Yeah.
Thank you for that suggestion. That was wonderful. Maybe the angels told you to tell me.
Could be.
Okay, well, you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you. Bye. Don? Don, are you there? Can we take our first break?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Okay, here we are. We're back with Angel Talk, and I am your host, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And my website, if you would like to look it up, is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. Okay. Well, I told Marty we were going, after the break, going to talk about the judge and how the judge affects us with money. So here's what happens. Every one of us has, from the time we're 7 to 13, a judge that starts to grow in our head. And this judge picks up information that it's heard around us. And it's like a critical a part of us. So the judge will pick up information like money doesn't grow on trees, or you're not going to make it in the world, or we can't afford things, or you know, you'll never be rich. And it picks up negative things that it hears on TV, on from teachers, from any kind of a different source that might be a negative source, even from your parents. I mean, your parents may say to you, if you you know, if you don't study hard, you're never going to make it in life, and you don't study hard, and then your judge says, well, see, you didn't make it in life, okay? That's why you don't have it. And so a judge is a negative part of you, and it definitely affects your money status. When you're making money and things are going well and things are improving, then the judge is doing nothing. Then the judge is stagnant. It's just, you know, it's just there, but it's kind of off in a corner somewhere. When things aren't good, when you've gone through your money, when you've blown your last check or something has happened, then that judge is jumping all over you. So what do you do? And we've talked about this on some of the other shows, but specifically in relationship to money, in your money relationship, or your relationship with money, I guess I should say, how does the judge affect you and what do you do? It affects you by giving you a really bad feeling. You feel like you failed, you feel like you're bad, you feel like you did something wrong, and you get that really bad feeling. And it's usually in your gut or in your chest, but you get this really, and you get this bad feeling. The first thing you want to do is think stop. You want to stop that judge from attacking you, from bombarding you. So you put your hand out. If you're alone, you just put your hand out and you just say stop. Make the stop sign like a crossing guard would at a school crossing. And you just do stop. And then if you call on your angels, in fact, call on Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and ask him to come in and help you and turn that around and bring you good fortune. So you want to do stop, and then you want to bring in your good fortune. Yes, siree, bring in your good fortune. Okay, now, of course, there are times when you're not going to be able to just put your hand out and say stop, but you can take your finger, your index finger, and just move it in a way that lets the angel know that you mean business and let the judge know that you mean business, so the angels can come in and soften up what the judge has done, that awful feeling, and bring you their warmth and their glory and the wonderful things that they do to bring reward into your life. If you can master taking care of your judge, you will be able to master most of the things in life that don't go well, because we are our worst enemies. Our judges are our worst enemies. Our angels are our best friends. Absolutely and positively, your angel is your best friend. And Timothy is the one who wants to go to combat with your judge and calm your judge down. And remember what I said. You manifest through a relaxed body. You do not manifest through a tense body. So when your judge is pounding on you and you get that awful feeling and all those terrible things are looming up in front of you, you are not going to be prosperous. What it's going to bring you prosperity is stopping that son of a gun and call him whatever you want and pull in your angels. Pull in the love of your angels, the wealth of your angels, the rewards of your angels, the blessings. Pull in your angels. All right. Now, we've got another important thing to talk about. And we started talking about this before, and then somehow we got off it. But we were talking about smiles and how you cannot be sad while you're smiling. I mean, a smile is something that's an automatic reflex. If you think of a smiley face or you think of a smile in your belly and you bring that smile up until it comes to your lips and you just keep smiling, there is no way that you can frown and smile at the same time, right? And you just can't have that feeling inside of yourself while you're smiling, too. So what I suggest, and this is in the Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles book, in the money chapter, is a remedy called Money Smiles. And what you do is you draw or place a smiley face on everything that's associated with money and abundance. So put a smiley face on your checkbook, put one on your portfolio statements, or any other relevant documents. Put if you want to pay off your mortgage, put a smiley face on the papers. And smiles signal the angels that you're happy with money and you want to increase your supply. I'll read that to you one more time. This is from the book. Smiles signal the angels that you are happy with money and want them to increase your supply. Take a deep breath on that one. Increase my supply. So what we're also talking about is the word increase. Increase my wealth tolerance. Angels, increase my wealth tolerance. And this is the law of increase. And you can invoke the law of increase. I invoke the law of increase. Things will get better and stronger. Just make that work for you. Make that increase work for you. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is the remedy called plug money leaks. Do you often wonder why things don't go well for you? Why do you just get a check in and all of a sudden some extra bill comes up and there it goes? And as soon as it comes in, it leaves. And as soon as you get more bills with it. So you get more cash in the form of bills, and you get more invoices in the form of bills. And one has to pay the other, and it's gone. So what you want to do is a remedy called plug money leaks. Now what you do is you think about a bathtub. And I think about it as the old-fashioned bathtub that had the little feet on the bottom. Well, they may not be so little, but it had feet on the bottom. And you think about your bathtub, and you fill your bathtub with money. You take, in your mind, $100 bills, $1,000 bills. Not sure they still make them. I saw them when I was younger, but I'm not sure they still make them.
Would you?
I will finish this, and then I will take my caller. Is that okay?
You got it, yes.
Okay, good. And then you take the bills, and you put them in the bathtub, and you see your bathtub filled with the bills, and then you take a great big plug, and you plug the leak. And just try that a few times and see if your money stays with you, sticks to you. Okay, I'll take my caller.
Hi, Sue. I know your topic is money this evening.
Oh, hi. Is this Monica?
Yes.
Good.
And,
the topic is money, and we're going at it full force here.
Okay. Well, my question for you is, what's the best way for me to continue to make money to be able to help with my daughter's medical expenses?
You personally, as an income for you yourself, is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing that comes to me is doing what you love. Do you like research? I keep hearing research. I keep hearing writing, teaching. What do you love?
I like writing and creating new things.
Okay. Well, they tell me when you're creating, you're not only creating flow for flow that'll bring in the cash as well as everything else.
Okay.
So writing, creating, and again, I hear research, and I'm not sure if the research is necessarily like a research project or specifically just researching what you want to write about or how to get things accomplished.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Would you like a money angel before you leave?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The one for you is Evelyn, the angel of manifesting.
Okay.
Got that? And then your affirmation is the one I like so much. I am a mighty money magnet. And just think of yourself as a mighty money magnet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, great.
Coming your way.
Okay.
The flow is coming in.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to go over the plug money leaks one more time because it's so important. So what you want to do, and by the way, I learned this technique from the angels, but I got the idea from a billionaire. One of the things that he told me a long time ago, many years ago, was you need to plug your money leaks. And then I asked the angels, well, how do I do this, and what angel can help me? And I brought it up to them. And this is how the plug money leaks got into the book. And Jeremiah, the angel of financial security, is the one certainly that helps you when you plug your money leaks. So you can think of him standing by the tub if you want to, and the tub's full with money, and you got this big old-fashioned plug, and whoosh, you plug it. And there you go. It's a great, fun visualization. Okay, so we have talked about plugging money leaks. We talk about money smiles, the bringing the smiley face up to your lips, and then also putting it on the things that mean money to you, your checkbooks and everything else. We've talked about visualizing your net worth and seeing it growing. In fact, if you follow it, if you actually sit down and write your net worth, you know, I mean, and your liabilities and your assets, and start following it and being excited, even if it grows a dollar. Get excited if it grows a dollar. That should be fun for you, too, and that should generate more. Okay, the next one that we're going to talk about is money everywhere. And again, this is in the Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles book, and it's called Money Everywhere. Allow the angels to elevate your level of prosperity. Become accustomed to seeing money in familiar places. Using at least 20 $1 bills, take two or more singles and fold them together. Place the rolls, and I put a rubber band around them, and then place the rolls in places where you would see money. You know, like if you open your one of the drawers in your dresser and you see a roll of money, your brain goes to, okay, I have cash. It doesn't really know it's $1 bill. You just see a roll of money. And if you have it in your pocket and you reach in your pocket and there's a little roll of money, you can hide it in the kitchen in drawers. You can put money in your bathroom where you on your mirror, or the rolls of money can be in the drawers in the bathroom. Wherever you can connect with money in a positive way.
We have another caller.
Surprise yourself. do things to surprise yourself. A little money here, a little money there. And just keep your brain focusing on the money. And that's how the angels tell me that the human brain creates money. It's by a plan of focus, a plan of
network. We have a caller online?
Got another caller?
You bet. I'll put them on.
Good.
Take me a few seconds.
Okay. Who do we have? Hello, caller.
Hello, Sue.
Hi, who's this?
This is Don.
Oh, hi, Don. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And our subject today is money. Do you have a question or something you'd like to say?
Not really. I just called.
Is that because you have all the money you need, or because you don't know what to say?
No, I mean, yeah, I could
more.
Use money, but I probably have too many questions.
You have too many questions on money. Well,
I would love to be able to make more money.
Okay, let's give you an affirmation and an angel. That there's a good start, and we'll talk about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your affirmation is, I give myself permission to receive wealth. I think somewhere along the line, the judge shot you down, and you haven't had permission to receive large amounts of wealth. He tells you you're not.
Can you repeat that affirmation, please?
Sure. I give myself permission.
Okay.
To receive wealth.
Okay.
Can you hear me otherwise? You just couldn't hear the affirmation?
Well, I heard it. I just am trying to write it down.
You're trying to write it down. Okay, good. Okay. And then the angel to help you is Katrina, the angel of prosperity.
Katrina?
Katrina, angel of prosperity.
How do you spell that?
Katrina.
Oh, Katrina. Okay, I'm sorry.
Now, you must not have been watching television the last few months. I'm joking with you. Okay, so you have your angel, and you have your affirmation. And another thing that the angels are telling me, we were talking about it earlier on the show, is the word plenty. Whenever you think about it, whenever you have an extra moment, just think of plenty. Plenty of money, plenty of time, plenty of love. Just obsess on the word plenty.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, you have a nice week. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay. So we can talk about that wealth affirmation, and you can use it for yourself, too. I give myself permission to receive wealth. I give myself permission to receive wealth. And what you can do is tap on your temples. Take your fingers and put them together, your fingers and your thumb, and put them together. And then just tap on your temples and say, I give myself permission to receive wealth. I give myself permission to receive wealth. And it kind of wakes up a part of your brain and wakes up your angels and gets them on top of it, so that wealth starts coming into your life. All right, what are we going to do next? Here is something that isn't in the book, but I think it's really important. And there is a memory that you have from the time you were a child that has something to do with your prosperity and something to do with how you're making money now. I guess in the book it is referred to, we do refer to it a little bit, we call it money memory. But there is an old memory. So if you have a memory of money doesn't grow on trees, the kids in Europe are starving, pinch a nickel, we can't afford it, what did you used to hear when you were younger? And if you have that, imagine in a blackboard or a chalkboard that is in front of you, and this is in your mind, and write that on there. So write on there, money doesn't grow on trees, children in Europe are starving, you have to finish everything you've got, how lucky you are, this or that, what you don't have, you know, we can't afford it, you'll have to wait, or something like that. Whatever it is that you can come up with that you remember about money from your childhood, write on a chalkboard. And then when you've got all that written down, take your time, when you've got all that written down, you want to take a power hose and you want to clean up that chalkboard. You don't want to erase things because you don't want to leave little specks of all this old stuff. And just, you know, use the power hose, shoot it onto the board, and clean it off, wash it off. Then when your board is completely clean, I want you to start writing in a colored chalk, maybe a green one or a gold one, because those represent money, and write the word plenty. Plenty of money, plenty of joy, plenty of opportunities. Obsess on the word plenty and write as many things about plenty on that board as you can think of. Plenty, plenty, plenty. That is a wonderful way to let your angels know that you are ready to stop with the old, things that don't serve you anymore.
We have another caller.
Okay, great.
I'll put them on.
Okay. Hello? Who's my caller?
Hi, Sue. This is Julie in Golden, Colorado.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm glad you called. Do you have a question about money?
Yeah, am I going to have a steady influx of it?
Starting this moment. You know what I see money increasing, but not at the level, you know, that you'd like it to come in. It feels like it's developing, though. Oh, here's what they're showing me. They're showing me a picture of money, a foundation for money, like either through your career or through something else that you've done in the past, where someone has seen how, your abilities, and I feel like a very strong foundation for the larger amounts of money to come in. And I definitely see you having a change in your career and a positive change for greater wealth and stability. And those are the words that came right from the angels, greater wealth and stability.
So, you think I might be leaving where I am?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're going to leave there or have a different position there. It might be a different position at the place you're at, but one of much more influence and maybe where you can earn commission or something where more money comes in.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, anything else that I can help you with? Would you like an angel to help you?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay, here is the one that pops up. You have Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. And there is going to be new enterprise. I mean, I'm not sure you're staying where you are. You may be moving out end of the summer.
Okay.
Okay? But big shifts coming. This is what I just heard a loud voice say to me, big shifts coming.
Okay.
All right, good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we're wrapping up the show. We've got another 5 minutes, so we're just going to go over some things that I want to remind you about on the subject of money. We have the affirmation of I am a mighty money magnet. That's really significant. Another one is I am happy and prosperous. That's important. I have an abundance of money. Whoa, that's fun. I have an abundance of money. I have plenty of cash available. And I am enjoying being wealthy. There's another one. And then we have our dollar signs remedy. We have stacking cash. I don't know if we really talked about stacking cash. This is a remedy where Timothy, the angel of good fortune, gives you handfuls of money. And it's $50 and $100 bills. And you just start stacking the cash next to you. You reach out for more and stack the cash. And it's really, it's a fun remedy because you're actually putting your body and your mind and your soul and everything into it. And just pulling it in towards you. And then when you have all these stacks of cash beside you, the angel offers you a key that opens a special safe in the center of your body. Oh, that's fun. I had forgotten this one. and you take the remedy or the cash in the remedy, and you just kind of put it into your body, and then you just lock it in there. That should hold it, because the where you manifest your cash is through the center of your body. And we've talked about this once before on the air. The flow comes in either from your forehead or from the top of your head, goes down through your chest, and manifests out the solar plexus area at the bottom of your rib cage. And so, and then it goes out to get more and brings it back in. And that's why it's so important to be clear and not to be upset and not to worry, because all that pathway is open then. And so the flow of money is out from the rib cage, up over your head, and back down into your body. And if you can think of that flow, you can make it move. You can manifest it, and you can make it move. So Trevor is the angel of stocks. Let's give him some business. Let's start working on our portfolio. And Alan is the angel that's going to help you with your investments, and that's wonderful. And you certainly have to have extra to invest. So get working with Nancy, angel of productivity, Lucian, the angel of resources. Think of Lucian and sort of shake his robes and say, angel of resources, let's go. Help me out. Give me that opportunity. By the way, Christopher is the angel of opportunity. He's not in this chapter, but he is the angel of opportunity. Next week, we're going to be talking about health. And our whole show is going to be on health and welfare. Good health, well-being. So that's going to be our subject for next week. I'm really looking forward to it. If you want to get a copy of the book so you can follow along, call 800-323-1790. If you'd like to do a session or a reading with me on your money situation and turn it around and bring in more cash, give me a call. Same number, 800-323-1790. And this is Sue Storm from Angel Talk, your host, signing off for tonight. And we will be back next week talking about health. Okay, Don.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone. And there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.